undesirable actions related to miswak. To lie down and perform miswak, from this the spleen expands, grows. If you lie down and do miswak, then the spleen expands, grows. If you clench miswak in the fist and perform it, then this creates piles. If you hold the miswak as a clench of the fist, then this creates piles, the illness of piles. If you continuously suck the miswak, there's danger of losing the eyesight. By continually sucking the miswak, there's danger in loss of eyesight. If you lay down the miswak on the ground horizontally, if you place it on the ground horizontally, if you lay down the miswak horizontally on the ground, the danger from this is that insanity or lunacy may result. Always keep the miswak vertically upright with the filaments fibers at the top. After finishing using miswak, to not wash it, rinse it, is also can cause loss, deficiency. The miswak from the pomegranate tree or rehan tree or bamboo tree or from a fragrant tree or tree with perfume, to use the miswak from the wood of these trees will incur loss and injury. To use miswak vertically, in other words up and down the length of the teeth, this will also incur loss and injury. From all of these makruhat, undesirable actions, we should try to save ourselves whilst using miswak. And also remember this, that miswak is the sunnah of wudu, not the sunnah of salah, namaz. Yes. So, if with miswak a person performs wudu, and then with that wudu, however many salahs you pray, every salah, the thawab will be extra increased due to the wudu performed with the miswak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us, with regards to the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of his sunnahs. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon them. Ameen.